any NBA game show right now. What are you testing for?
Oh, I changed it to color code free from channel free. I just want to make sure I can still get into 51 KJKJO.
Okay, well then here's how to test it. As I'm talking here, mindlessly key your microphone and see if it says channel busy. Because what you should do is, if like I'm checking away like I am right now, just mindless, senseless talking, when you key your microphone, it's just a channel busy. That way you won't be able to talk on the top of me or anybody else. That's important.
Yeah, it was set up for channel busy, but Jeff said change it to color code free. So that's what I did. So when the channel is busy, it'll kick me out because it's not open. Cool. And how does my mic sound? I dropped it down to 20 from 15.
Sounds a lot better.
Beautiful. I love this CPS software. It's so fun.
Hey, mine's working. When I key my mic and you guys are talking, I can't get in. It says channel busy. I got you, Wally, and AWRO. What about you, Tom? Did you try hitting it, Mike, while Tim and I are talking to see if you can't get in? It's the Wally and Tim blocker.
Yeah, I keyed mine up, and when you were right in the middle of conversation, and I got in. Go ahead and try your side, Wally, while I'm talking to Tim. Tim, hello. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, I already know mine works. Because yesterday there was a lot of conversation, so while everybody was chatting, I was programming. So I set it up. We are now true professionals. Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah, we're going to have to pass the word to some of the a lot of the new guys coming in are DMR guys now, too. So we're going to pass the word. No talker alias and color code free.
Telephone, WVD.
NAWRO, I got to get back on the phone with Blue Cross. I will be listening today.
Sounds good, KJKJO.
KEAWUO. KEAWUO, statewide 1. Anyone else out there confirm my radio's still working? I made some changes.
KEAWUO, you're coming in crystal clear. This is KFAEQ.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
KEAWS, monitoring statewide 1.
I wonder if having an antenna on the top of the car will help. Help you add a few. Apparently not.
This is Kilo Echo 8 Lima Alpha X-ray. Station, I was just calling in. I was out of the room. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just being jocular. I was driving here and calling out on DMR, on P25, on analog, and like nobody's responding. I'm like, okay, you know, everybody's working. And then I looked down at my DMR radio, and it hasn't acquired a repeater. I'm like, huh. So I pull over. Oh, I have to put my antennas back on the car wash. That explains it.
Yep, that'll do it. No antenna equals no modulation.
Well, I had modulation, just you weren't hearing it.
Okay, you are correct. I was a little off. But yes, no, nobody was hearing your modulation.
Anyhow. Yeah, I'm just on my way out to Lansing in the Farmington area. Came from Warren. So I drove all the way from Warren to Farmington before I realized my antennas were off. Ah, well. What you gonna do?
At least you figured it out, so that's awesome. I'm doing some stuff on the computer right now, so I'm gonna say 7-3s and be listening. I did not catch your call sign. This is KE8.
This is John W8FU, and KC8KJO from W8FU.
Hey Tom, I don't know if you heard our conversation, but he's near the peanut store.
Who are you calling? Dave, I didn't have the volume up.
Oh, sorry. I was letting Tom know that you were near the peanut store. Because he didn't go back to you. Or you didn't go back to him, I think.
Interesting. I never heard it. Well, if he's out here, Dave, I am not hearing him, so.
I was earlier. I didn't have any information to come to something else, but that's cool. I didn't know you had your DMI radio. I would have just talked over here. How is my audio over here? Is it okay before you go? KFA does.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's hot, but you don't want any more. But, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, this is one of those radios that you can only tweak the gain in CPS, and so I was struggling between this level and another level, so maybe I'll bring it down one more just for when I talk louder.
Yeah, and I don't, there's no problem. I just, you know, it just sounds like it's, you know, if you win any louder, if you talk any louder, it might, you might get into some trouble, but I can't honestly say here anything. So, sounds good.
Very good. Okay. All right, I'll let you get back to the peanut store. KFAS.
Yep, I committed to the peanut run, so I've now diverged from my destination path. It's like 1.7 miles to my exit. There's a lot of construction here. This is taking me right in the downtown.
K-E-A-W-U-O, monitoring statewide 1.
There he is, N-A-W-R-O. Can you copy, John?
Nope, I did not hear you, Tim.
Uh-oh, that's not good. How about now?
No, I heard you. I'm just a smart aleck. How are you doing today?
Better after that laugh. Because I couldn't get to you earlier when you called for yours after doing the settings. I was on a hold with a Blue Cross, and it's like I couldn't get out of that call. I wanted to. Anyways, yeah, real good. Hey, I'm sending you a Discord right now. Just the preview of the new, what will be the public roster, just as an FYI. And then I'll get you that the big Excel database with our two newest members. It'll be everything. That's what we can start. That's what you want, right? The whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. That'll help. That'll help a lot, for sure. So that'll be very, very good to have. I don't know that I need the whole thing, but it's not going to hurt. I still haven't really wrapped my head around how I want to do it.
Ooh, I like it. It actually works. It tells me channel's busy when I quick key. I like this. Yeah, no problem. It's just a Excel, you know, it's got a lot of columns on it. Why don't I just get it to you and you take a look at it? And if as long as we can keep it secure, we're good. And then we could, you know, I can pull and make my little custom reports out of it. We're just going to call it like the well, maybe, something like that. I don't know, but, you know, and I know you're going on vacation, so I just wanted to get this to you. And, you know, we can pick it up when you get back next week.
Sounds good. Yeah, no, I will definitely take a look at it. And then I got a couple things to do tomorrow, but I do have a date.
Yeah, I caught that QSO you had with the guy up north. That was quite interesting. I kind of had it on in the background. But, yeah, sounds good. And, yeah, be safe up there. I know you know what you're doing, and I know you enjoy it. So I wish you a good dive up there.
Well, I appreciate it. You know, it's interesting because those were the changes I made to my radio this morning. Well, I did it last night, but I wanted to test it this morning where I put in the color code free. And, it normally will bonk if I try to transmit. And I had, I think it was channel free before. And I tried it while you were transmitting, and it still let me break in. So now that I'm color code free, it still let me break in. I did notice that there were some settings in the radio that said allow interrupt, and I wouldn't have thought that would have overrode the color code free setting. So I'm not real sure what that is, but Normally it will bonk, but I've noticed it's not always. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. So I gotta really kind of sit down and figure out this DMR thing too, because that's another looming problem that I need to wrap my head around. I wanted to get with Wally, and I still do. So hopefully one of these days I can borrow Wally for like an hour or two at the most, and just kind of have him run me through basically his code plug and kind of explain some stuff to me. And then once I get kind of the high-level view of it all, then I think I can hit the ground running. The more I mess with it, the more I start to understand it. But I haven't messed with it nearly as much as I need to. So hopefully that happens soon. Yeah, that was a good conversation with Steven last night. I'm glad you heard it. It was kind of an interesting one. Hopefully he's having a good day today, too. This is KE8WUO. Over to you, Tim.
N-A-W-R-O. Yeah, you know what? That brings a thing. Maybe, I don't know if we can fit it in, but it might be appropriate. We do a little, 15 minutes of DMR training at the next in person. But, we'll see if that's appropriate with Dave. That might be a good idea. Yeah, that was quite interesting. I didn't know, all the mix you guys have to do for, it's not just like in the movies, it's not just an air tank. The only thing I ever used in the past was Scott air packs and MSA air packs, and that was just air. So, it's only even partial experience I had with that.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting. It's a little bit fun, too, because, we have gas analyzers that tell us the exact blend of oxygen and helium in our tanks. But we have a fun way of quickly testing our tanks to see if there's a one helium in it. And we just breathe off of it. And if we sound like chipmunks, then that's the one with helium. And so that's always a fun thing. And then we do that on the boat. We talk like a bunch of goofballs. So it is an interesting sport. It's an interesting hobby. It's neat going that deep and breathing the special mixes. So I hope that everybody can get a chance. If you look for John Hagen Scuba on YouTube, I do post videos of our shipwreck dives. So if that's something that you're interested in seeing, they are out there.
Yes, John, I will do that. I would be interested in it from the safety of my own desk, sure. Not in real life, though. But that sounds real interesting. Hope you guys have a good time. All right, I guess I'll get back to it. You be safe on that trip, and appreciate your help, as always. And we'll talk later. N-A-W-R-O.
All right. Thank you, Tim. I appreciate the quick little QSO and confirmation of radio is still working and all that fun stuff. So you have a good rest of your day. Don't work too hard, and we'll catch you again soon. KE8WUO 73.
W8FU.
W8F. N8VDZ here. There is. Well, I'm just leaving the Diamonddale, and it's having me go north of Lansing and take 69 across, which I was going to do anyhow. So it says it's my fastest route home.
Nothing heard. N8VDZ monitoring.
Hey, Mike. This is KE8WUO. Sounds like Sean just over onto the FBI Warren repeater. I probably can find him there.
Copy that. Okay, yeah, he just checked in here, and I made a comment to his comment and didn't hear anything back. So, okay.
Yeah, I think the ADHD kicked in. There wasn't enough happening fast enough on DMR, so he jumped ship.
Copy that. Thanks.
Well, I didn't hear nothing, so I just said, okay, he must be having trouble, so I went over there. Anyhow, I don't really have a thing here. I just wondering where I went. I'm heading back over there. WFU.
Copy that, John. Yeah, I made a comment right back. I don't know what happened that you didn't hear it, but no worries. Drive safely.
Two QSOs at once in a WRO.
I just want to make sure I programmed it right.
Okay, you're sounding good. Try to keep the mic while I'm talking. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay.
Talk about cross-pinging any WRO. Yeah, sure thing. Listening to FBI in the left ear and you in the right ear. Funny. Talk later. NAWRO.
I took a picture of the team for a second. So,
K-8-W-U-O, K-8-W-U-O, NAWRO.
Hey, how's it going? That was Tim, right?
That is correct. I'm not sure. I'm hoping you were there just to give you a quick heads up. Dave sent us a meeting that I asked for on Discord. I hope Mondays might work for you.
You should work. Especially when I have quarter. That should be fine.
And if you're not, you know, like, no biggie, we would just meet. I just thought it might be a good idea for us three to have a regular meeting. And I kind of was hoping, yeah, I'm more flexible than any of you. And Dave said that Mondays is one of his work days he does work on this group. So, yeah, that works. And if you get a chance, John, if you could go ahead and accept that. Apparently I had a discussion with him, and these are really helpful for him if he gets feedback. It took me a while to figure out how to do it, but I see how you can just hit yes, and then you get a list of who's actually attending, and apparently that helps him out greatly. Hey, WRO.
Yeah, so I didn't hear from you. I'm thinking you were talking because I tried to tee up, and it gave me the bonk. But I didn't hear from you, but I'm thinking I don't have the invite for Google Calendar, but I don't know. When I open Google Calendar, it only shows me the other Google Calendars. I'm going to close everything and try again.
Okay, because I know you mentioned you were having trouble, and initially I was having trouble when he sent that series of invites out. But that was by design, and he's aware of the emails. It's by design, and I'm on board with it. So I went back and, you know, just kept on trying, and I finally got in and able to accept it. But I did log into my Google account and kept it resident on, I don't know if that's a requirement or not. Because previous to this, I haven't used my Google account for ages. So, yeah, whatever you can do. I mean, no rush or anything, just, you know. In general, if we can try to respond to these, because on the other end, it really helps him out. So I'm going to pass the word.
Yeah, absolutely. Usually I respond within a few seconds of getting the email. I tend to try to be pretty quick, but this one in particular, if it's for whatever reason, it will not let me RSVP. And it loads my Google Calendar even after I closed it, and I don't have an invite or a link or anything from Dave. So maybe I'll try to do it on the desktop instead of my phone. So hopefully that helps.
Okay, that sounds good. Do what you can now, but don't spend too much time on it. And I'm sure I'll be talking to him, you know, again, and I'll mention that to see. Sent a sticker. Okay, I'll have to see what that says. Maybe he's working on it right now. He's probably listening to us. So, yeah, give it a shot, and then one way or the other, we'll make sure you get the proper key to open those. Thanks, John. Appreciate it. NAWRO.
NAWRO, PCQGO.
Hey, John. NAWRO here. What's going on? I was listening to the other side there for quite some time. What? A marathon QSO this afternoon.
I know. I like to be busy. So how does my audio sound? I dropped the DV on my mic, and then I set up my color code free and the admit to follow the color code.
I seriously think that's the best you have ever been on DMR. It sounds really good to me.
Is John still out there, K-E-A-W-O, or maybe Wally's out there, W-A-T-D?
K-E-A-W-U-O is still out here. Hi, Tom. How are you?
Fantastic. Learning that whole Motorola CPS, and I just love it.
Yeah, me too. There's a lot of layers. It goes deep, and everything can be customized. So that's the beauty of Motorola for sure, but also the complexity. It's a double-edged sword.
So, Tom, you get the bunk message on your screen when you try to key when I'm talking, correct? I never did figure out if you're getting that. Go ahead, Tom.
Yes, now I get it. I set up for color code free, and the TX admit, I think, is follow admit criteria. Set that all up, sent it down, and when you were talking with me, and John, I keyed it up and it said channel busy, so got it exactly the way I needed to be.
You're up, John. You're next.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm doing my last minute mad dash to try to get all this work done before I go on vacation tomorrow, and got a little distracted and from some recent news events, but yeah, so here I am. I don't know, I'm a little divided for attention right now. Sorry, guys.
Oh, man, you should just go ahead and go. We didn't mean to take you away from the... I know how it is when you're trying to bug out. You got to get the work done. So I'll send it back to you, John. Go ahead and sign.
Yeah, no worries. Just pushing through. I got one more quote to do, and then I can go home. So I'm looking forward to getting that wrapped up. And but yeah, no worries. I'm gonna be here probably till after 7 anyway. But yeah, so we're all good. No worries. Over to you, Tom.
Yeah, I get those quotes done. But yeah, my audio sounds. I'm glad my audio sounds better. I was at 15. I dropped it to 20. It seems like that's the sweet spot. So. And then change the color code free there on the IP connect for the zones. And we're all good to go there.
So in your CPS, when you say drop it to 20, you're talking negative 15 to negative 20 when it comes around to you, John?
Yeah, I'm gonna hand it over to you guys. Struggling to monitor both. So I'm going to step out, but I will be monitoring if you need me. K-E-8-W-U-O. Over to you, Tom.
Oh, still here. I got Wally on P25. I told him to jump over to DMR if he's able to.
If not, I can jump out and just monitor. Well, let me know.
All right. I'll be right back. K-C-K-C-O.
N-A-W-R-O.
KFAETQ, does anyone have any advice on WinLink?
Hey, Darren. K-E-A-W-U-O. What kind of advice do you need?
I've been trying to connect to a machine, and I do not know if it's supposed to be responding to me exactly. And I don't know if I should be changing any of the settings on my radio to make it work better for WinLink in particular.
I'm thinking you're probably on a VHF, UHF WinLink station, and then I'm curious how far from it.
There's VHF, UHF. I think it's It was one out in Detroit and one out in Mount Clemens that I tried. Both of them, I think, are about 20 miles away. I could hit up a repeater that's relatively close to both of those ordinarily with my 10-watt radio. So I was under the assumption that I should be able to get it out that direction. I do not know if it can actually hit up the repeater or not.
So we had a guy in our group that was struggling with Winlink on the, you know, the VHF frequencies, and he said that, you know, after problem shooting it for several weeks, he basically took a drive and got closer and was able to make the connection. So I would try that. Also, I've heard rumors that the Mount Clemens Winlink might be down. And I haven't heard any rumors saying that it's back up, so you might want to check on that. And then, what Winlink are you doing? Like, is it, what do you call it? It's not Vera Winlink, I'm thinking. It's got to be the other one. I forget the name of it. But there's no Vera Winlink stations near us. So you have to use the other method. I don't know if that makes sense.
The other one that you're thinking of is AX25, and yes, that's what I was using. I was using the Pat Web client thing hooked up to Direwolf, I believe it's called, which was hooked up to the DigiRig, which was hooked up to my Valve thing.
Yeah, it sounds like you're doing everything right. I would just take a drive closer, and because 20 miles is kind of a push. You might get it certain days and maybe not get it other days. So that's kind of far, and I don't know, you know, how good Winlink is for, you know, error correction and stuff like that when only partial, you know, relays are getting through. So it might not be able to get the full message out, and so it just gives up. So I would try to get closer, and... yeah, it sounds like you're on the right track, though, with all of what you just said. That it sounds like you must be following some pretty good instructionals, because that's exactly what I've been hearing. You might also try on the ARPSC group chat in Discord. There is a Winlink section, and you can ask there. There's some real good gurus in that regard that can give you more tailored advice.
I'm going to try that later if I couldn't get advice from other people. Thanks. It sounds like I need to get a little bit closer. Part of me was thinking about building a hardware CNC too.
Yeah, I would try getting closer and just rule that out as a possibility. I mean, you can take a quick little drive right now, or, you know, maybe go in the morning on the way out somewhere or something, but that would be kind of the easiest solution to give it a go, and just go basically park in the parking lot where it is and see if you can get it to work, and then you'll know it's not that, you know. So most of my Winlink experience is on HF, so I unfortunately am not super well versed, but the challenges are different for mine. I was trying Winlink stations too close, and they were in my skip zone. So I had to try Winlink stations that were farther away. So it's kind of exactly the opposite of what you might be seeing. But yeah, give that a shot. If you already reached out on ARPSC, it might take them a little bit to respond. But there's some really good people in there. We actually had a Winlink meeting with a guy, Riley, from St. Clair. He's the EC, like Dave, from St. Clair, and he's kind of an expert on it. So I would give that definitely reach out on there, and then also, you know, drive a little bit closer, and hopefully that gives you better luck.
I looked it up on the computer, and the computer's given me in kilometers, and it's 24 kilometers, but I also don't really know where it's pulling my location from exactly. It might just be because of the grid coordinates that it asked me for at the very, very beginning, which I don't know how general or large that grid coordinate system is for calculating the location, because it could just be that the grid coordinates are so large that it just gives it the smallest of 24.
Yeah, a lot of times for like the grid square, if that's what you put in, it's just going off the center of that grid square. So it's probably, I would say, probably within 4 miles of your actual location, you know, plus or minus. So it could be worse, it could be better. But, you know, either way, it's kind of a push for that. What kind of antenna are you outside when you're trying it? Or can you put like a magnet mount on a car and try to get that up a little bit higher at all? And maybe get on your roof and give it a shot? Something like that might help, but for a sanity check, I would just drive closer. That way you're not beating yourself up trying to problem solve issues that, you know, aren't, you know, that is used too far, you know.
I'm just using the antenna that I won, which is about a 18-inch antenna, is my guess. And I was doing that inside, not outside, just because I've never really seen much of a difference when I'm outside versus inside in terms of received signals, so I'm guessing that was making very little difference within trying to reach out.
Yeah, I noticed differences when I transmit inside versus outside, and then one thing I've done before that helped me to get out further is I leaned over the top of my car. And that, you know, you can use the top of your car as kind of a ground plane, and that helps to, you know, adjust your takeoff angle or whatever of your signal so it gets thrown out there a little bit farther. And I've been able to hit repeaters that are quite a bit farther. So I would definitely try to go outside, try to stand over your vehicle. Those are hopefully things you can do relatively easily and don't force you to leave your home. But I would definitely try to do that, especially if you're trying to reach that far, you know. Yeah, give that a shot, and hopefully you have better luck. But yeah, I know which antenna you're using because I gave it to you.
I could try that tomorrow with the magnet mount, because I think the magnet mount is just basically taking the hockey puck thing and putting it on top of there and strapping an okay antenna on top of it and clipping that into my radio. I also decided to get a similar one of those little metal things so that I can use BNCs on my bell thing.
Well, very cool. Yeah, I'll be curious to hear how your success goes, and that's actually on my, you know, bucket list of things I need to investigate in. So maybe if you get that working in the next, you know, month or so or whenever, I'll have you show me what you did, because I never got it working on VHF, UHF, and it sounds like it's a lot faster than it is on HF, so that would be cool. But yeah, I wish you the best of luck. I wish I could be more help to you, and hopefully there might be someone else out there listening that could chime in with some other advice.
Thanks for your advice.
No problem, and good luck. KEAWUO 73.